Hi, Spud.
Hi, Kimmy. Great to chat.
Good to chat too, mate. Look, I'm a little bit nervous because, and I mean this in the nicest possible way as a compliment, I think that you're quite the brute.
Well, I was a brute, but not now. I've been now retired 21 years. But, no, it's crazy. Some people do meet me in the street and say, Spud, I thought you were a bit of a, I was going to say a wanker then, but I'm going to say it. And I say, well, I'm not. I'm just one of these competitive people. And at the end of the day, I'm not a bad person.
Look, I totally get it. When I used to play sport when I was a bit younger, I tell you, I played all through my childhood, and I know what you mean. I used to give it 150%. So, yeah. But on the field, you're an intimidating player.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Kimmy, you can't be on the field. You have to be a person. You can't be the same person off the field. So, but on the field, I was just the way I've been brought up. Yeah, people say your background. Where do you get this winning desire? Well, when I'm only 5 foot, I was a 10-pound baby. My dad never played rugby league. He was a muso. He was a bass player for Johnny O'Keefe. So where do you get the desire? I'll tell you what, I used to hate losing Monopoly. So you can imagine me losing the game of rugby league.
So how did you actually get into it if it sort of wasn't in your family already?
Well, Mum reckons they put me into soccer at the age of four. And all I did was dig holes and run around in circles. And my mum looked at my dad and said, this kid hasn't got brains for soccer. We'll put him into rugby league. So thank you, Mum and Dad.
You've had a stellar career with the Panthers, the Rabbitohs, the Seagulls. You went over to London. You played State of Origin. You played for Australia, mate. You must look at that time as just amazing for you.
Yeah, Kimmy, I think as a kid, you just dream about playing footy, right? And you try and make first grade. Like, I'm a para junior. A lot of people don't understand that. I got shunted as a young kid due to politics. Then went to the dark side, played rugby union for a couple of years, and then went through the Penrith system where I got graded. But as a kid, you just dream about playing first grade. But when you get the first grade, you look at all the other rep stuff, and I'm very happy and so pleased that I've actually ticked every box. One of those, winning a grand final, which is the pinnacle of anyone's career.
Yeah. You know, I used to watch you mainly when you were with Manly. That's my memory of you, Spud. And I used to always love, because you'd give that 110%, you'd get into a tackle and you'd hear that body thump. I love to hear that tackle thump when someone goes slam.
Yeah, well, it's just my childhood heroes were the Ray Prices, the Terry Randalls and the Jeff Robinsons. The analogy is, the harder you run, you don't get hurt. So that's why I used to run as hard as I can. And also, if you've got to hit someone as hard as you can and put your body into it, that's where you're going to get the sound effect. So it was just great memories out there. You know, everyone talks about the challenges of myself and Paul Harrigan for Newcastle Knights. I said to the Chief, we formed a legacy, mate. Like, we dreamt about playing rugby league, but we actually formed a legacy of belting the hell out of each other.